Okay, so what room are we in now in Little Morton Hall?
We're in the historical interpretation area, which us historical interpreters use, and we usually set up tables like this to demonstrate the sorts of things to do with the subject that we're talking about at the Hall this month. So obviously this month we're looking at October and the beliefs that were around Halloween and so forth. And these are soul cakes. So soul cakes were made of flour and butter and eggs and spices and sultanas, which if you were a poor person, you wouldn't have butter. Well, you might have butter, but you wouldn't have spices and sultanas. So originally these were given out at this time so that the poor person who received it would say prayers for the soul of the family, of somebody in the family who departed. Because early in the Tudor period, they believed that you didn't go straight to heaven unless you were really good. You didn't go straight to hell unless you were really bad. But you might be wandering about in this purgatory. And so the prayers of people were used to remove people out of purgatory and hopefully up to heaven. So, of course, with the Reformation, then there was a big change. No purgatory. You either went up or you went down. So still, people gave out soul cakes. Now, it might have been for a while that they still believed in purgatory, because I'm sure that they did. But the tradition continued. And as I say, these are Cheshire soul cakes, which you can find. There's a recipe on Little Morton Hall National Trust website, so you could make your own. And we still have soul cakers in Antrobus.
Which is
your name. Yes. So they're soul cakers who, in Antrobus, they go round the pubs. If you look on the website, you can find out whereabouts they're going. And they're mummers, and they dress up, and they do various things that would be well worth seeing. But they are very much part of the history of Hallowtide in this part of the world.
Wow. Thank you very much. There's a connection with my name there.
Yep. So a good one.
Thank you very much.
Right, thank you.